Here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Yeah, one of our favorites. These guys have been around for a long time, and they are calling it quits. I'll tell you who that is coming up. But first, 6 million people watched the season premiere of The Bachelor on Monday.
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to stop talking about it, Dave, because I was all in, which is up 20% from last season's premiere, by the way.
I can't do it. And I don't know. You're going to stick with it?
Probably not. I mean, I so rarely find time to watch TV. But
true. You did get sucked in, though, didn't
but I,
you?
Yeah, like, yeah. I'm going to follow it for sure, because now I'm invested. I want to see.
You know the girls, the whole Hannah drama.
Oh, yeah. There's so much drama. Okay. More drama. Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. They're apparently going to be performing during the Grammys on Sunday, cool. The 26th. Yeah. Looks like they'll, because they're performing together, so they're probably going to do their new collaboration, Nobody But You. Mm-hmm. But nothing's been confirmed yet, except that they're going to be on there performing together. Awesome. So that sounds like fun. And who could it be that's calling it quits? Yep. Rascal Flatts. Yeah. So they're saying that's how they're marking their 20th year. 20 years. And you know what's
funny?
As you
know, 20 years.
Yes.
Long time doing stuff.
And
right?
I remember very well when Rascal Flatts first came on the scene 20 years ago, because it was the same year that I just started here at XTU. And we just came back from Disney this weekend. I saw them for the first time in Disney. They did another, Disney had one of their huge showcases.
20 years ago they did?
Yep.
When they were brand new?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
And they just performed like on the street in this private little thing that they had for us. Yeah. And we were all like, wow, this band is amazing. Yeah. So, not everybody makes it 20 years. So good for them. Good for them for kind of owning it. So they said this is their last tour coming up this coming year. And then that's going to be it for them. So, I mean, it's sort of sad, but at the same time,
as you said, it is great. Like, you hear so many artists, they have one or two songs, 1 or 2 years, then they vanish into the ether. These guys have had a fantastic run.
And there's so many artists that have had great runs and have retired, and yet we still see them, Brooks and Dunn. No, we're never doing anything again. Yet they have a new album out this year. They're touring again, Alabama, Cher, for crying out loud. I mean, how many times did the Eagles have to have their farewell tours?
Right.
So anyway, we're going to keep an eye on this. But yeah, looks like this is going to be it for Rascal Flatts. So make sure you buy those tickets when they come this year.
Andy's X-Files brought to you by Fred Beans. In 2020, their vision has never been clearer. See for yourself how Fred Beans does used better at FredBeansUsed.com.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. Your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
Yeah, one of our favorites is calling it quits. We're going to talk about that coming up. But you probably have heard the news about Iran launching a missile attack yesterday at 2 U.S. military bases in Iraq. There were no reported casualties, but we know we have so many military families living in our area. We just want you to know that we're here with you. We've got this, and you're in our thoughts and prayers for sure. Meanwhile, in Australia, the people who live there, God bless them, those fires are just out of control. Australians are actually heading into the outback, where they're scooping up the wildlife, kangaroos, koalas, in order to protect them from the bushfires that are ravaging that country. I think that there were 24 people accused of setting the fires at this point. Wow. Yeah, that was one of the reports that I read. And a billion animals are expected to be gone because of this. So just such a crisis going on out there. Now, meanwhile, I know another sad story is that we have to say goodbye to one of our favorite groups that have been with us for 2 decades. Rascal Flatts are calling it quits after this year of touring.
No, nobody's sick. No, you get to a certain point in your career where we've been blessed enough to have so many hits and so many number ones that you actually 17. Compete with yourself. And, and it's tough year after year to outdo the tour that you've done.
So they said this next tour, which is called Life is a Highway Tour, they said they're just going to party their butts off with the people that show up and have been showing up for the last 20 years.
So that's how you go out, right?
Focusing on the fans and thanking them for, a long 20-year career, and we'll see what happens. However, you know, they say they're retiring now.
Yeah. Does farewell really mean?
See you later, maybe.
Andy's X-Files brought to you by KGLSkinStudyCenter.com. Participate in a paid clinical trial today.
More X-Files with Andy Summers in 1 hour. More country next on 92.5 XTU. Now, here comes Andy Summers and the X-Files. X-Files, your Nashville, Hollywood, and beyond update on 92.5 XTU.
All right, so we are waiting for the celebrity hotline to ring because Lady Antebellum is supposed to be calling us any minute. So
I got an eye on it, Andy. Right. Got an eye on it.
All right, keep an ear out because we'll hear it.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah, it's okay. Fun. Yeah. Okay, so in the meantime, let's talk about this. So you heard about how Iran launched a missile attack yesterday at two U.S. military bases in Iraq. No reported casualties this morning, so that's the good news. And we just wanted to say, we know that there are so many military members and families living in our area, and you are in our hearts and thoughts and prayers.
100%.
Yeah, we're all in this together, so we've got this. Meanwhile, in Australia, holy mackerel, 24 people are suspected to have been involved in this massive fire. There is this brush fire that's taking over the entire country of Australia, is in every state.
Yeah, it's not, because, I mean, we've seen things similar to this in California, but nothing to this magnitude. It's staggering.
It's the whole country. It really is. It's amazing. So they're saying that right now more than 500 million animals have been affected by it. People are now going into the outback and collecting animals and trying to save them because they don't have anywhere else to go.
Yeah, I saw on the news a car that had like a half dozen koala bears in it. And I see the Irwins, the crocodile hunters family. They have rescued or helped out 90,000 now.
90,000. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody's really pitching in and doing their part out there for sure. We got some news about Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani. They're going to be performing during the Grammys on Sunday. So chances are it's going to be their new collaboration, Nobody But You. Nothing's been confirmed, but that's what I'm guessing it is.
Fingers crossed. Great
song. They'll be up there together. Yeah. If you were watching The Bachelor with me on Monday night, then it was you and me and 6 million other people.
Hold on. Did you ever think you would say those words out
loud? I didn't, but I'm in it to win it now. Yeah. That's up 20% from last season's premiere, by the way. So that's exciting. And one of our favorite groups. Now, these guys may have helped raise you. If you're anything like me and you've been listening to country music for a really long time, there's just something special about Rascal Flatts, and they're calling it quits after this year of touring. Yeah. So their press release said, an unforgettable chapter in country music history will be celebrated this year as Rascal Flatts, the most awarded group of the genre's last decade, is hitting the road for the Life is a Highway tour, and it'll be the last time that they hit the road together. This is their farewell. They said that they're just really excited to just to get out there and spend this last year with their family.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.